Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 20, verses 32 to 34. When Jesus heard the blind men, he stopped and called, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," they said, "we want to see." Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes. Instantly, they could see. Then they followed him. Jesus has just informed his disciples that he's on the way to Jerusalem, where he'll be handed over to the Romans to be crucified. You would understand if he became preoccupied with these great matters and avoided any distractions. But as he and his disciples passed through Jericho on their way to Jerusalem, they heard two blind men crying out for attention. Most people would have hurried by, but not Jesus. He stopped and gave them his full attention. This reminds us of the way in which Jesus had time for the little children, even though the disciples assumed that he wouldn't want to be bothered by them. It's easy for all of us to get so busy in life that we leave no time to stop and see the needs of those around us. We're so preoccupied with our own agenda that we have no space for the needs of the lonely, sick, sad, and needy. Perhaps we all need to build into our days some moments when we deliberately stop our business and listen to the voices of those around us. Busy as he was, Jesus didn't enforce his own solution on the blind men. It was obvious to everyone that they needed to be given their sight, but Jesus showed them respect by assuming nothing. He asked them what they wanted him to do. When they declared their desire to see, Jesus duly healed them. We too have many needs. We need peace, forgiveness, and salvation. But the Lord will never impose those blessings on us. He asks us today, "What do you want me to do for you?" If your response is that you would like to stay the way you are, then that's what will happen. But if you call out to him for his gifts of peace, forgiveness, and salvation, you can be sure that you'll receive them. So let me ask you the key question. What do you want Jesus to do for you today? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, open our eyes to the needs of the people around us. Help us to be willing to stop and listen to their needs. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.